We go into the archives for a live performance from Phoenix.
It's 20 seconds to the last call. You're going, hey,
that's today on World Cafe.
Hey, it's Steve Inskeep with NPR's Morning Edition. 50 years ago, KAXE became the first rural public radio station in the nation, serving northern Minnesota. 50 years ago, the first rural public radio station in the United States. Great public radio starts with a mission, to serve the community. From Morning Edition to All Things Considered to the local news and the Up North Report, KAXE keeps you informed. The goal is to strengthen civic health in rural northern Minnesota. Let's think about that, civic health, by making local government and elections more understandable and accessible and transparent before, during, and after the vote. So congratulations on 50 years to KAXE.
Your membership has gotten us here to 50 years of KAXE. Do your part. Text the word donate, 218-326-1234.
You know, I saw a non-alcoholic beverage on a menu recently with the title Three Marlenas, and somewhere Jacob Dylan was smiling. Yo, Dad, I got a cocktail named after one of my songs. Wallflowers, get us going.
Somebody's bed, she gone and dyed her hair red. She only went and did what she did, 'cause he would drive her home then. There's lipstick on her new dress, she hadn't even paid yet. But it doesn't matter where the money went, it wasn't how she paid. Myself a Rolls, maybe a Chevrolet, one where I can pull that top down, just let my radio play. Now I'm heading out on that highway, I'm going right out of state. Now I ain't looking back till I'm gone, right through heaven's gate. One, two, three, Marlenas. There's got to be someone we can trust, or him among us.
Welcome one, welcome all. I'm Stephen Kaleo. This is World Cafe, and Brandi Carlile has a new song that she released in conjunction with the National Park Service. She says our national parks are the heart and soul of our nation. Even in our darkest days, when we need a North Star, we can look no further than the Olympic Peninsula, Yosemite, or the Canyonlands. So we all come from the lost and found to the great unknown. Here's the new song. It's called Life on the Run. Brandi Carlile.
Hasn't it been a long time since you came up for air? Are we dancing on a fine line? Ain't it just like a smile line to leave you standing by a roadside sign with your thumb in the air? Hurts. For
on end, I've had my doubts, denying every tear. I wish this would be over now, but I know that I still need you here. You say
Public Radio's most listened to music show. This is World Cafe.
Summarize. a howling of the storm. I'm just living in the space between the beauty and the pain. It's the strangest thing.
Adam Granduciel of the War on Drugs recently spoke to Guitar.com. Sounds like a cool place. And says, almost done making a record. We are close to the end. In the meantime, War on Drugs still have stops in the fall across the U.S., including Wilmington, Asheville, Birmingham, and beyond. Coming up, we go into the archives next on World Cafe. Live from the archives, it's World Cafe. We are in the vault pulling out live recordings from bands and artists who have visited over the years. And this is one of our first guests and one of our most frequent guests who we still send our best wishes to as he is recovering from a stroke. Here is Matthew Sweet from way back in 1995. It's Walk Out, live from the archives.
That you see is a shell of what you were. It's not who you want to be, but you're gonna change. You just about made up your mind. You're gonna change, you're gonna change. And when you leave it all behind, what will the past remember? And what will the future bring? When you walk out, when you walk out, you were brought into this world with a head full of good ideas, but the person you became, well, you just couldn't be for real. You're gonna change, you just about made up your mind. You're gonna change, you're gonna change. And when you leave it all behind, what will the past remember? And what will the future bring when you walk out? What will the past remember? What will the future bring when you walk out? When you walk out. When you walk out. When you walk out.
It's not a miracle we need.
Love that one. It's Phoenix, 1901, live from the archives. And that happens every day. You can check the website for thousands of live performances at worldcafe.org. Here's a new song from Kevin Morby that was inspired by Tom Verlaine of the band Television. It's called 100,000.
Southern Baptist, Father Mister, pretty girls, pretty sisters, ugly boys. For your country or one another, muscle cars in the front yard, master of puppets and kill them all. Don't question God. Question mother, ugly boys, ugly brothers. Miles an hour. scared. 100,000, 100,000, 100,000, 100,000.
Alone again, wondering where you have been. Your lonely voice calls across the starlit coast, reaching out to be seen. She cries your name three times.
super late tonight, picking apples, making pies. Put a little something in our lemonade and take it with us. We're half awake in a fake empire. We're half awake in a fake empire. Tiptoe through our shiny city with our diamond slippers on. Do our gay ballet nights, bluebirds on our shoulders. We're half awake in a fake empire. We're half awake in a fake empire.
On the Cafe, it's The National with Fake Empire. Coming up, Death Cab for Cutie has always been called an indie band, but for the first time in over two decades, it's more accurate than ever. We've got a new song from them next on World Cafe. We're back. It's World Cafe. I'm Kaleo, and after 20 years on Atlantic Records, Death Cab for Cutie returned to the indie world, both in spirit and practice, signing with the independent label Anti for their new album, I Built You a Tower. All of this talk means, of course, I'm going to play a new song from Death Cab for Cutie. Here's Punching the Flowers.
In his search, I wandering. His heart like a dead letter. Though it seemed he was punching a flower. Swallow him whole. She tried to console him, but wanted to go it alone, because he'd never been alone. Felt the myth of control. It always seemed he was punching the flower. We'll be right back.
Hey, this is Luke from the band Guster, and you're listening to World Cafe.
Cloud, well, you've been
One of the best records of 2026. It's from Rat Boys. It's called Singing to an Empty Chair. And the song, Penny in the Lake. That puts the wraps on this edition of The Cafe. And, you know, if you dug Rat Boys, long conversation with the band, you can find it on our YouTube channel at World Cafe. Thanks to our affiliates nationwide who make this show possible, a show we produce from WXPN at the University of Pennsylvania in Philadelphia. Appreciate you listening. We'll catch you on the next World Cafe from NPR.
World Cafe is supported by FJC, a foundation of donor-advised funds, working to maximize the impact of charitable giving and to create customized philanthropic solutions. Learn more at fjc.org.
In 1979, Chuck Berry played at the first ever celebration of Black Music Month at the White House, and Philadelphia's Deanna Williams was there. She'd helped make it happen. Williams talks about that day and tells stories from her incredible life and trailblazing career in the radio and music industry to kick off our Sense of Place Philadelphia series on the next World Cafe.
Holy cow, you guys, the World Cup is starting, and it's like the biggest nightmare and the most amazing thing all mashed together in one six-week-long tournament. I'll let you guys jump in here a second, but I just got to get some stuff out of my brainium right now.
Let it rip. Unleash.
Well, this is the biggest event in the world. They compare every day of the World Cup to a Super Bowl, where our whole country kind of comes to a stop and people that don't even care about the sport gather in people's homes and have food and blah, blah, blah. That is every day. So this World Cup is the first one to be co-hosted by three countries, Canada, the U.S., and Mexico. And boy, are there a lot of problems.
Tune in Fridays at 8:40 with DJ Dang for Football is Life. We're learning all about this year's World Cup here on People Powered KAXE.